This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You said a sentence. I'm going to get to this very expensive wedding band. You said a sentence, quote, we'll see what happens. I think that's the entire problem with the fan base. Again, it is an unfair comparison because of the sport they play or the system that they play in with their professional sport, but I don't think it matters to the fans because they don't want to hear crying poor. They just go, hey, spend the money or get out of town, just sell the team if you can't do it. Because you said, quote, we'll see what happens. Like, well, we'll get to some level. We'll see what happens. Which is, in so many ways, a lot of ways. If you spent $300 million on payroll or you spent $60 million on payroll, if you get to the postseason, a lot of it just turns into, we'll see what happens. Well, but usually there's an expectation when you spend that type of money
you
that you're
asked
going to.
Me, yeah, sorry, Kent. You asked me whether they try to win. And I'm like, well, yeah, of course. Of course they try to win.
But I don't think that they try to win to where the fans feel they're actually trying to win. I think they try to win enough, but I think the fans don't believe that they're trying to win at all.
But do you think the Yankees try to win?
I think the Yankees try to win it all.
Okay.
And they've taken off their payroll. They let Juan Soto walk for a 15-year, $760 million contract, but they also signed Max Fried for like $300 million.
So Owen just read off over the course of how many years was it that the Guardians had
last 10 years from today.
Okay, so the fourth most wins, and the teams ahead of them were who?
The Dodgers, the Astros, the Yankees.
Okay, and you would say clearly all those teams try to win, right?
Yes.
Well, the Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, trying to win by the definition of what? What would it have been? Spending more money, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't understand how you could say the Guardians weren't trying to win over that time. I think they were clearly trying to win.
But I told you, I think that fan. I
just don't think you can accuse them of not trying to win. I saw a bunch of people doing that.
I think Antonetti and Shapiro are trying to win. I think that at one point when he had an investor in John Sherman, he was trying to go quote unquote all in, or as all in as a Cleveland team can be. But when you look at what the Guardians haven't been able to do, which is punch it in, hey, you're talking about the Yankees. They haven't won a championship since 2009. Those fans are fit to be tied and angry at Brian Cashman every single second of the day and want Aaron Boone fired every single second of the day. They hold their team to a high standard, and I think we hold our team to just as high a standard, because if you accomplish some success, it's human nature to want to accomplish more success. So this level of success, being close, isn't successful enough. I mean, you've played with people's emotions for so long. You've actually been close. So, hey, there's no pleasing anybody. They're in an impossible position in so many ways. And there's some level where I empathize with them, but at the same time, I can't, because they're a professional sports franchise. And when you're coming off an ALCS and you trade the players that you traded, even though I know that they weren't going to sign them long term, and you have the type of season that you're having, where what does my goal become? To develop four starting pitchers out of this rotation? out of coming off an ALCS, I mean, I think fans consider that a slap in the face.
It was.
So when you say we'll see what happens, I think fans don't like that because they go, hey, the Cavs do everything they can to eliminate. We'll see what happens. The Browns, while it's backfired terribly, have done what they can to eliminate. We'll see what happens. The Guardians, when you just get to we'll see what happens, like, of course, you guys aren't going to do what you need to do to get over the hump and end this championship drought of 77 years.
Am I wrong, though, in saying I thought most baseball fans in this town, they understand, especially the really big baseball fans, they understand the state of play in Major League Baseball, and they don't think we're on equal footing with these teams that you just mentioned, and the Astros, the Dodgers, the Yankees. Like, we start out every year, yes, we all want to win a World Series. We all want the Dolans to spend so much more money than they do. But does anybody start out the season every year going, we're on the same playing field as those teams?
But that's what we're going to go in. No, but we're going to go in circles because they're saying you just came off an ALCS.
Yes.
So now you are in an equal footing. And if you gave a little bit more, then you could pop in.
So we all agree. This is the year I think everybody's outrage is absolutely well documented.
Then what are we arguing about?
The 9 years prior that they weren't trying to win. Like, I've seen so many people
now
making it seem like the last decade, it's all been smoke and mirrors. Every last win has been a total fluke. Every playoff run has been a total fluke. The division's bad. You know, it's baseball. They've expanded the postseason. Anybody can get in. Then, like, I don't know how you guys watch baseball at all then.
I think
because it's so unfair. It's so patently unfair compared to everybody else.
The hardcore Guardians fan, the one that likes them more than the other two teams in town, the one that accuses us only talking Browns, they have something in common with even the most casual, laissez-faire baseball fan in town that really is only there because it's something to, if they're listening to us, they're just waiting for us to talk football, or it's something to do until football season starts. They do have something in common. I think they all believe that they're trying to win. I just don't think that they all believe that they're trying to win at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're trying to win to keep you from having nobody go to the ballpark. Because it's been, I mean, you've had some early season cold weather games where it's like, hey, man, there's like 5,000 people in that ballpark. But you're trying to not have August with 5,000 people in the ballpark and 9,000 paid attendance and all that stuff. That's what you're trying to avoid. That's the type of things that other teams have dealt with. And they believe that the Guardians are trying to win to avoid that. Because the Guardians don't want to afford that, and I don't think they can afford that. But they don't believe they're trying to win at all. They believe maybe they did it once 9 years ago. They don't believe that they're trying to do it now. And when you're coming off an ALCS, I think to the vast majority of fans, that is simply unforgivable. No matter what I say about the economics of it and TV deals and all that crap, they don't want to hear it. They're tired of hearing it. They know that they got David Blitzer lined up, and they are sick and tired of being told excuses. They can't support excuses. They want to support a baseball team. It's as simple as that.
I totally understand after last year. I just don't know what trying to win it all would have looked like any differently in 2016 and 2017. Like, we could go back individually in those years. Would it have been spending $5 more million?
I think it was
10 more million. Because they always can spend more money.
But I don't think that anybody.
Up to $300 million.
I think that anybody
who
understands.
What would it have looked like?
I think that anybody who understands, I think they understand that in 2016 to 17 that they tried to do their version all in. I mean, they spent $133 million on payroll.
It's still a fraction of what the other teams spent.
But I think that that's what people are asking for. Like, show me that you got something where you're trying to really go all in. But if you're telling me that one time they do that, and then the rest of this is just, well, you know, we learn our lesson here, we learn our lesson there, we try to fill in on the margins, and then it's just this long cavalcade of filler words just to get to the next season, they're going to be upset by that. And I'm sorry, the Guardians just have to take it now. They just have to take it. Because, hey, they got the 28th worst strength of schedule in the second half. Like, they could win a lot of baseball games. I don't know if they're going to win enough to get it turned around, but they can get enough to make it look decent. I don't think that that's going to matter to fans. I think that that's a massive, massive disappointment. And it's not that it insults their intelligence when you say that, but it hurts their feelings. Because I think that they're smart, but they're also hurt where it's like, now you're telling me I can never get my hopes up. I can never get my hopes up and hold my team accountable the way the other teams do. Because I think the Yankees hold their fans, or the Yankees fans hold their team accountable. I think the Guardians fans are doing their best to hold their team accountable.
Well, then I would just ask, the people saying the Guardians haven't been trying to win it all over the last however many years, tell me how many teams have tried to win it all then. You know, compared
to... I think we can only look to there are about three other examples. You know what? I bet I could use a few others. I think San Diego, if I really break it down, I think San Diego has done a lot. I mean, they had to go into hawk for $50 million to pay their salary at one point.
So is just spending money the answer to that question? If you just spend more money,
is that now trying
to win it all?
I think that's definitely a calling card for the Browns. The Browns have tried to win it all by spending money.
But what do they have to show for that, too? I know it's a different sport, but would that have made you happy if they lost even more games, but they spent more money?
Oh, I think there were a lot of people.
Would that pacify the Guardians fans?
There were a lot of people who didn't like Deshaun Watson, didn't want to trade for Deshaun Watson, but they were like, well, my owner's spending $230 million guaranteed on this guy. Like, they're going all in. They went through those 2016 and 17 seasons. They want to go all in. And I think that a Guardians fan sees Yankees, Dodgers, Mets. Okay, we can't really compete with Yankees, Dodgers, Mets. Okay, Ken, what about San Diego that I just mentioned? You know, they had an owner that passed away, sadly, that tried to go all in. And again, they went into hawk to meet payroll. I think that Colorado made a half-assed effort in the Nolan Arenado move to try to go all in, quote-unquote. I think that other teams, other fans can find other examples to do it. But we compare ourselves with those big three because you were just in the ALCS. You were just there, so you were the little team against the three behemoths. Weren't the Mets in the NLCS, if I'm not mistaken? I want to say the Mets were in the NLCS. So you got Yankees, Guardians, Dodgers, Mets. One of these things is not like the others. And when you just give up on whatever you had, you got to understand that's going to make fans really mad, really mad. And so they got what's coming to them. And I said, I led off by saying,
I have no problem with them being mad this last year. But you can't be mad about the 10 prior. You just can't.
If you go back, I think absolutely you can. I think after the 2017 season, absolutely you can. 216-474-0092. All right. Coming up next, what'd you say your wedding ring was?
$300.
$300.
My band, yeah.
What about $1.3 million?
I've heard that number before.
Yeah, but this was an amount of money that was spent on a wedding band by somebody we know. And should I have a bigger problem with me being ripped off or that one of the host QB tiers were so bad? That's in 5 minutes on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.